What you are is perfect imperfection. Emmanuel. Your less evolved areas have a right to be. They whisper of things past. They whisper of confusion, of unfulfillment, and of the pain of the soul separated from its God, and the longing for that oneness again. Realize that on this earth, there can be only one relative perfection. Realize, too, that you do not need to be perfect to be loved. Love each other in your imperfections, tenderly and completely. Be gentle with yourselves. The demand for perfection on the physical plane can be your worst enemy. To insist on perfection precludes growth. To accept perfection as part of your humanness is to grow. If you can love the part of you that you think is imperfect, then the act of transformation can begin. When you judge it and throw it out of your heart, it becomes a hardened shell that blocks the light. If you deny what is your nature, you become deeply attached to that denial. When you accept what is there in its truth, then you're released. One does not release through rejection. One releases through love. To strive for light is a beautiful calling, but you cannot find the light until you acknowledge the darkness. Souls who strive in perfect yearning are as close to perfection as anyone in human form can be. Who you are is a necessary step to being who you will be, and so it goes through eternity. Be comfortable, but not complacent with your imperfections. Who demands perfection? Only you souls who are locked in human form believe somehow that perfection is the requirement. It is not. The requirement is sincerity, an open heart. That is the perfection that is demanded, the perfect longing. The perfection of the universe is an encompassing reality around the imperfection of your human world. From Emmanuel's book, Introduction by Ram Dass, compiled by Pat Rodegast and Judith Stanton.